Hello.
Hey, Lance, we got disconnected.
Yeah, it said I got kicked from a conference.
Yeah, all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance, and they basically time out after 60 minutes. So that means that we've been on the phone for exactly an hour at that point. I hate it when that happens. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. It's probably like the most awkward time for it to cut out. But I'm ready for you.
All right. It's
5109 3300 3300 0405 0405 7089 7089 okay and expiration date month and year 0826 0826 and then 3-digit code on the back
780 780.
Okay, and then for this billing address, I deleted the old one, like the 1540, but you said this one will be under the P.O. box?
Yeah, this will be P.O. box 667, Mount Enterprise, Texas.
Okay, 667.
75671.
75671?
7581.
75681?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me fix this. Hold on one second. All right, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, too, just as an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. If you're on a recorded line, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Triple F Contracting, LLC.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
Lance Faulkner, sole member.
All right, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, it says 24 to 48 hours, but we ask for immediate response time. Usually that's where you're going to have the best success. We're not going to ride you if you're missing too many calls, but obviously if we're blowing you up, then that's a different issue. So I don't have any shame. If there's something that needs to be done on your account, I will call you like 3-4 times in a row. I don't care. All right. So then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the service for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 26th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, this is going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a My Site or custom website design for you at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, it's set up to automatically renew each month on the 26th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $249. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing date so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. When the payment clears, you're going to get a welcome text message and email, and then there's also going to be a form for your Google verification. So I'm going to stay on the line with you, make sure you get everything. And I'm going to fill out these client interview notes while we're waiting for that. And then the client interview is going to start here in about 10, 15 minutes.
It's going to get loud for a second. I have my lawnmower by the fence. I'm about to move it real quick.
Okay.
Don't hang up, but...
No, no worries. Do your thing. Do your thing. All right, so if you go to your text, there should be some text messages coming through here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a link.
Yep. That one's the one you got to click on. And there's a full outline of the agreement in writing there. So that way, for all legal purposes, you have everything documented. Okay? So it's going to have all the products and features that I'm providing for you in that platinum package. The discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it in your first and last when you're ready. And you said it's not just power washing and pressure washing for Triple F contracting?
That's what it is now. But eventually I want to get it some more.
Okay.
Get it for other stuff.
To add additional services in the future. Keep in circle for this. Yeah, because you might be like killing two birds with one stone if we can put you over in like the handyman category and add some different services.
Yeah, eventually I'm going to do parking lot stuffing, but I'm waiting on a... I'm at a point where I'm in the process of working out a deal with a guy on getting the equipment and doing the job.
Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear those guys actually make pretty good money.
Oh yeah, you make real good money.
Yeah, it's one of those underrated things. I had a guy who actually did that also for like football fields and stuff. And like that was like his commercial work. He used to like lay striping for football fields too. And he made good money.
Oh yeah. Like real good money.
Yeah, it's one of those underrated things. You like, you know, you go out there, probably take you a couple hours throughout the day, but you know, these guys are making like $500,000 like real quick. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And he's doing that every day. I was like, oh, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
I put it on a dub and I was $1,500 less than the guy that bid it before me.
Wow.
And I was still making money of it.
That sounds kind of fun to me, to be able to just kind of pop in your headphones and go to work. That's what I used to like about the tree services. Like the tree service stuff, me and my dad, we'd been doing since I was a little kid. He used to have me, he always worked for somebody, but then he'd have his little side jobs and stuff, and he'd take me out on the weekend, and I usually would just clean up the shrubs and everything in the bottom. And then as he got older, and he was just like, oh, I want to have my own business. I was already going to school for marketing. So I ended up starting it up, and I told him, you know, I don't want you climbing these ladders anymore. We hired some people, and he just kind of oversees it. But
heck yeah.
I miss doing that, though. I miss having jobs where I'm outside all day, and you know, I mean, you get bugs here and there, and, you know, get scraped up, whatever. But I used to be able to just pop my headphones in and go to work, and that used to be fun.
That's what I do when I'm welding. That's my time. That's my getaway.
Yeah, get some tunes going and
drone
out. Yeah, yeah, I miss that. Yeah, I don't get any peace. After work, I go home and then I got two little boys running around. These guys are crazy. Like 5 and 2. Yeah, so it's just nonstop and wake up, do it all over again. And I'll get a call from dad, hear what kind of crap went down out there.
I'm going to try to wait a little bit till I have kids. Never know plan for you, but
there's never a perfect time though, Lance, you know? People,
yeah.
That's what I was telling you earlier. I mean, I was definitely that guy. I first used to say I'm never going to have them. I did all this traveling in my early 20s. I went all over the world, seeing all kind of crazy stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is how I'm going to live. I'm going to live the bachelor life, and I'll just meet a cutie in every country and make money. And, you know, I fell in love with this little Latina lady.
I'm
yeah, and she's just very traditional in the way she does things. Different, you know. One too many drinks, and we had our baby boy, and that brought us even closer, the baby boy, you know, having him. And I never really thought I was going to get married either, so I didn't think I had a kid before I got married. Two of them.
I'm only 22.
Oh really? Oh man, I'm 31. So I'll be 31 on October 11th.
Yeah, I'll be.
Nah, you got time.
I'll be 23 in February, but.
Yeah.
It's
good that you say that, though, because at 22, 23, I wasn't even thinking about having them. But honestly, it's like the best thing that you could do. Like, all this money and work and everything that we do, like, we do it because we have to. You know, you can't even go get a freaking sandwich nowadays without having money. You know what I mean? So it's just the way the world's set up. But at least when you have your kids, it kind of gives it a lot more purpose. It's like, all right, now I understand why I'm doing this. It makes it a little easier to get up every morning and, you know what I mean? Instead of just so you could buy some beer and have a drink at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah, that's what it's like. That's what it's like with my wife. You know, when I met her about 2.5 years ago, it gave me a reason to work, not just working to work.
Yeah, yeah. You got to start making plans and, you know, get a little bucket list going. And this is what I want to do, and this is where we're going, you know. Having direction is real key in kind of getting you where you want to go, because time goes by fast, man. 22 years isn't that long ago, you know. 2001, that ain't that long ago. So, I mean, it probably feels like it. Hey, they're already calling you an adult, letting you drink, do all kind of stuff, you know. And the next 22 is going to go by real fast, and you're going to be conscious for all of it. It's crazy, I'm telling you. I couldn't believe it. I just turned 30 last year, and it shocked me because I don't feel 30 though. I'm probably in some of the best shape of my life. All of a sudden I started running and stuff. I didn't like running, and now all of a sudden I like running. It's like I don't know. It's weird. You go through these transitions.
Well, hey, this thing popped up a login, a username and password to log in.
Yep. So you're going to get a separate email at the end of this client interview. It'll have a YouTube video. It'll have a link for you to download the app, and then it'll have your temporary username and password, and you can change it to whatever you like. But the YouTube video will show you how to use it, and you can download the app to your phone. So right now, don't worry about it. Just want to focus on this client interview here. Is your Facebook page just under Triple S? I'm going to try to send that over to him.
Let me see what I have the name as.
Okay.
I got bad service at my house.
Okay. Yeah, because they're already working on it, and I'm sending them over some notes, but I just want to make sure I send them your... It's just Triple F contracting? Okay. Yeah, I actually found it right here, 772, or 722. It's just got an L on there for the picture. For Lance.
I'm still in the process of getting it all situated out.
Okay, we're gonna turn that L to a W. That's right. All right, business website needed. Yes, PayPal. All right, now once you sign that off, you're basically good on that. There's gonna be another form in there too. So if you go down, it'll say like Google may need some additional photos, and there'll be like a link there to get your verification.
All right.
You see that?
Let me see. All right. The flow needs further information.
That's it. So you're going to fill this out as much as you can. And you just got your LLC and everything. And if you're missing anything, don't panic. I could just get on the phone with Google, and we can verify it over the phone. Okay?
Okay.
All right. But try to fill it out as much as you can. Send in what you can. I want to give you an advanced verification on your badge, on your Google Business profile. They put a little badge up there, and it just kind of lets the customers know, you know, you're legit. You can hire this guy. He's got all the proper paperwork.
Yeah.
Okay. Little chihuahua
so right
doing
now,
crazy back there.
Yeah, I got two little puppies in here. My puppy had puppies, so I got two little puppies.
Babies.
Well, yeah, we're about to get rid of one.
My lady's been bugging me for a dog, and I'm like, no, because my boys aren't big enough to take care of it. So I'm like, it's just going to be me. It's just another responsibility for me. I come home, my shoes are going to be all bit up. I'm like, let me wait until these guys are big enough to take care of it, and then I'll get a dog. I miss
I got one. I got them chewing on my fingers right now, a little Yorkie.
A little fuzzy guy. Yeah, those Yorkies are cool. Like, they got that tan color.
Yeah, well, these are black and brown.
Oh, okay.
The mama never changed any colors. never change their colors at all. So
yeah, I like that.
The bat is like white and gray. So I'll see how these ones turn out.
Yeah, my wife would go nuts for one of those. That's the thing too. We don't agree on the kind of dogs too. I like big dogs. I like big ones. Or if I get a little one, I'd want like a Boston Terrier kind of dog, or it looks like a bulldog, but not quite. She wants like a French bulldog or like a Yorkie like that. Or she shows me all kinds of crazy dogs. She tried to show me a wiener dog the other day. I was like, nope.
Our first dog, Yorkie, we got her for about half price from some family friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a toll free call to interview.
Oh yeah, that might be the client interview tech. Let me hold on 1 second. Let me go to warm handoff and see if they're trying to. Yep, that's it. Calling client. Go ahead and answer that.
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.